Thank you, dear to Lord. Your grace is abounding in your mercy. Is not this very moment, this very day. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Go ahead. That the Lord has made, that the Lord has made, I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in Him, and be glad in Him. Oh, blessed be this day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Blessed be this day, blessed be this day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom of love has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having giving us this day our daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ in us, and for giving us our trespasses as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O Lord, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, love mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, the past and the generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way of everlasting. I have hidden your way. Word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. Excuse me, they shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, love, if I have heart against you. And I receive my forgiveness from all things and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. The God of my mouth, Lord, keep God of the God of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to any evil. Don't let me so much as dream evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company. That I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Excuse me. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong. But let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, in the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you. Excuse me, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him, thanking you, Father, Lord, that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full, till it overflows. So Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. My Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful high priest, my Redeemer. You are my good shepherd. Excuse me. My intercessor, my friend, my blood brother, my bridegroom, you are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall love and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord for his good, his grace is abounding in his mercy, his hesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore. Being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time, his driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection, power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise. Go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today. My very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I and us who are to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I belong to you, Father Love, we belong to you, Father Love, mine, ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. So behold, the glory is here. Behold, the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. So by the blood of Christ, I curse every plan of the enemy against us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries, lands, and territories, individually, and all as a whole. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, strong men, all the power of the enemy. Cursed be in any symptom attack, any virus, bacteria, germs and fungus, anything that would come against us at any time. All their powers and ability to still kill and destroy and deceive us, be paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form. and defeated in our lives. Lands, families, households, lands, and territories. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the handle of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I plea, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I quote, excuse me, Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, our lands, and our territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. No weapon that is formed against us can prosper. Anyone who attacks us falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. This is the Lord of the servant of the Lord. Our vindications from him, says the Lord. So all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us. And for the Lord has set us high above all nations on the earth because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden seeds of darkness. Individually and all as a whole, we, the scatterbound family, household, and ministry shall not be. Lands and territories shall not be afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we shall be delivered. And by the blood of the cross of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost, resurrection, a power who lives in us, never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us, and who is the fire by night and by day to consume all the plans and the attacks and symptoms of the enemy, and keep us protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. We walk in dominion and authority in our coming in and in our going out. The Lord is down before us. The enemy that rise up against us, do they come out against us from but one direction? They flee from before us in seven. Thank you, Father Lord, that you are protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert. Thank you, Father Lord, for having translated us, this scatterbound family, household, and ministries, lands, and territories from the kingdom, the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. Thus I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved's, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. So in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father Love, I believe I receive my daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in me. Thus I know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by love. So Father Love, for the beauty of your love. I thank thee. I thank you, Father Lord, for keeping my heart tender toward the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and for increasing in me a hunger and thirst for your word with a reverential fear and awe of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. Lead on, good shepherd. I will follow fully, so help me, Holy Spirit. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Holy Spirit, in you I breathe, I move, and I have my being, and in you I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. And Father Lord, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. So I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust myself to you, the Lord who judges justly. My defender, my advocate, my doctor, my healer, my El Shaddai, my Jehovah Yireh, my recompense, my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. Father, love, I thank you for having for wiping out every tear from the eyes of us, this Scatterbound family, household and ministries. There'll be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away, for my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation, and he has and he holds the keys of death and hell. And when God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath of for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, his oath and his promise, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope, this confidence in God's ability to do what he promised, I have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us. Even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Thus, I thank you, Father, love, that there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hill flattens the forest, and the city is leveled completely. How blessed are we, the Scatterbound family, household and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. Therefore, in our means and our possessions, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathen shall then come down and prostrate before us. Ye shall beg us, leave us you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. For we, the scatterbound family, household, and ministries, we, his ecclesia, are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the coming wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. Too powerful to be defeated, to overcome, and unable to be seen, to be visible to the eye, the Lord God has insulated us, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, we his ecclesia, lands and territories, and made us invincible and invisible to our enemies. Amen. So we continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly, our days being being as days of heaven on this earth. There is peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. Our lives, this scatterbound family, households and ministries, lands and territories. Our kingdoms are at peace, for the Lord our God giving us rest on every side. And with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching up of us, the church, into glory to meet the Lord in the air without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this scatterbound family, household and ministries, lands and territories. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. After supper, my Lord Jesus, you took the cup. And again, you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. It is in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me, believing in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in his glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him, and was raised and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. If I am the church, called to glory. So I love you, Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money, with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your son. Thank you. Excuse me, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine, by the power of love at work within me. Unto you, within us, unto you, Father, love, be glory in me in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord for his good. His grace is abounding and his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Father Lord, that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day, as it is written. You do not muzzle an ox while it is threshing out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. Thank you, Father Lord, that the Lord walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on us, the scatterbound family, household, and ministries, love him, and making our treasuries full. It is the blessing of the Lord who makes us truly rich, and it adds no sorrow to it, nor does toiling increase it. Thank you, Father Lord, that see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he goes about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And in the presence of Jesus Christ, of Jesus of Nazareth, the lame walk, the blind see, the dumb speak, lepers are cleansed, the maimed, the dead are raised, and the maimed are made whole. So he has done it. It is finished. Jesus Christ is saved yesterday and today and forever. I thank you, Father Lord, that the Lord our God brought us this scatterbound family and household out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body. For God's Holy Ghost resurrection power has replaced my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. God, my Father, quickening my mortal body because of his Spirit who lives in me. Thank you, Father Lord, for having restored my right leg and my right foot and every part of my body that needed to be restored. My faith has made me whole, says the Lord God Almighty. And once again, I can dance and run. Praise the Lord. And there is none feeble as this caravan family, household, and ministries. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were taken, stolen from us, and it has giving us a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's name's sake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. So the Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. So, hallelujah, 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 for behold, here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus Christ. Adonai, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we discard around family, households, and ministries, lands and territories remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Father, love, we are resting in your goodness, expressed in your faithfulness to your word and to us. You have exalted your word above your name and all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And in your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, the heavens declare your glory, the sky proclaims the work of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made, and in your a willingness to do so, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever so that we who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. And in your loving kindness toward us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And in your being an on-time God, true, our thoughts are not your thoughts, Father Lord, nor are our ways your ways. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts and your ways above our ways. But as the rain come down from heaven and do not return there until it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that you sent out from your mouth will not return to you void, but it shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. And as it is said, not let the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he knows you and knows that you are a God who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. So, Father Lord, let your glory fill the earth this day. Let your glory fill this scattered from our lives, this scattered family, household and ministries, lands and territories today and forevermore. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus Christ is Lord, to your glory, God our Father. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that the word has been spoken. Faith has risen, and we believe. We receive, Father Lord, since it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father Lord, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. And by the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And my beloved, you know you are always covered, clothed with the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ. And you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Wherever you go, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.